Nolte, transvestite Animal Farm star demands men be allowed in women's sports. By John Nolte on May 1, 2026. Laverne Cox, a transvestite and one of the stars of the pro-communist, anti-Trump Animal Farm, is demanding that men be allowed to participate in women's sports. Here's his rationale. At the heart of every genocide is dehumanization. And, when we stop seeing our fellow citizens as human, then we can commit violence against them with impunity, take away their rights, he said. He added, I think what we've seen over the past 6 years with trans people is a really good example of that. It's clear that it's never been about sports. It's never about protecting women or children. If they wanted to protect women and children, they would indict the people in the Epstein files. Ugh, is it only about protecting women and children? And who in the Epstein files does Mr. Cox wish to indict? Give us a name, Cox. Show us where the crime is. He went on. So that was all a pretext to scapegoat trans people. To dehumanize us and put us in an excluded category so that they can take away our rights, Cox continued. Legislate us out of existence, we're seeing that happen. Here's the video. Watch the video again and this time try to imagine that guy sharing a bathroom with your wife or a locker room with your daughter. And that's the whole point of this leftist trans movement. It's all about using guilt and emotional blackmail. It's genocide, to humiliate real women in their sporting events and then again afterwards in the locker room shower. There's no mystery here. These trans folks are either in desperate need of psychological help or acting out a grotesque sexual fetish, all while posing as Martin Luther King. No rational person is okay with men competing with girls. The whole notion is insane. It's not only naked cheating, it's robbing girls of accomplishments, trophies, a spot on the team, along with potential scholarships and contracts. Can anyone think of a quicker way to destroy women's sports? There is also, at least in my mind, a seething hatred of women and girls behind this toxic cause to allow men pretending to be women to participate in women's sports and gain full access to their private spaces. It's as if the LGBT left wants to humiliate and bully women. Either way, it's immoral. The good news is that Animal Farm is predicted to belly flop this weekend. That promises to be a joy to watch.